All right, everybody. Thank you for tuning in to 96.9 FM, KMRDLP, Madrid, New Mexico. I'm trying to not be a total downer today. Dream Queen's going to maybe help. We'll see.
I always got jokes.
Find out, yeah.
I got the saddest jokes.
We'll keep it as light as possible in this day and age.
Light like fires? Like matches? Lit. Like even yeah. Lit. Earlier you sounded a little down, so I'm glad that you're feeling better.
Yeah, I mean, I'm still mad. I'm still very mad and sad.
Never stop.
These dorky billionaires. You know, it's a misery loves company situation, it's starting to feel like, which again makes me even angrier. It's like, if you're not even happy, like, what is it all for? What is it all for?
They'll be happy when everybody over there is dead and they have...
I don't think they will.
Well, yeah. They'll probably be bombing something else.
Like, as we've discussed, looking at billionaire behavior and weird neuroses and habits that they have developed, like, again, I don't think anybody's happy under this system, even the ones at the top, because, again, we're supposed to be rooted in community and each other, and they are very much not.
He hasn't read the bell hooks.
He has not. And no one's read it to him either.
Nobody's read it to him.
If you're an Elon Musk handler or know someone who is a handler of one of these people, maybe suggest adding to the bedtime reading list. Bell hooks, all about love.
Just pipe it through the sleeping chamber pod.
Yes, yes, you know, for that one guy for sure.
His mm-hmm. White noise
yeah.
Kind of thing and just whisper it.
Yeah, just
heal yourself.
Oh, man. Yeah, for real. Because, oh boy, they are not healed.
No.
And again, it's just all with this, what I was talking about at the... No, they're not.
They're not healed.
They are not.
They're sending us all the way there.
But again, like, even this whole thing with the National Labor Relations Board and them trying to get it unconstitutionalized, right? Like, I don't know if that's a word. I just made it up. Feel free to use it. It all started again with like an email thread that hurt his feelings. Like, it's just so insane where it's like, oh, someone said something mean about you and now you're taking it to the Supreme Court. Like, calm down.
So do you mind filling me in on that? Because I missed it in all the other mess.
Yeah, real quick. So I just read this headline before I came in the booth this morning. This is, again, a Jacobin article that came out yesterday. The headline is SpaceX wins a first battle in its assault on the NLRB. And SpaceX just won a preliminary injunction, which is moves us closer to a potential Supreme Court decision declaring the National Labor Relations Board unconstitutional and massively empowering bosses. Mm. I talked about this case a little bit on my show a few months ago, why it was getting moved from California to Texas. And this is why, because the Texas court system was more likely to rule in his favor. And they did. So, you know.
So it wasn't about transgender children.
That's why he's moving the company. The headquarters. Uh-huh. This was a specific court case that moved from a California court to a Texas
just
court.
Just the case. You can have your cases just moved around?
If you're a billionaire, you can.
Oh. Wow. That's a benefit.
Have a brief. Yes. If you're a billionaire, you can move your court cases and buy news outlets. And that's why you are tuned in here to 96.9 FM, KMRDLP, Madrid Community Local Radio. Thanks for listening, everyone. So I started reading this article from the Jacobin about what's going on with the National Labor Relations Board cases. This will most likely be appealed, which is what will continue the process of getting it all the way up to the Supreme Court eventually. I tried to read this article and then I quickly started Google searching like Law School for Dummies, the book, because again, this stuff gets to a point where I'm like, I don't know. I don't know what this means.
I support you self-teaching yourself law. I love it.
So basically the argument is that SpaceX is making is that it is not constitutional for the National Labor Relations Board to say that you cannot fire people for attempting to unionize is what is the issue at hand. So again, they're saying it's not a ban on unionization. Yes, it is.
So, you know, what it is, they've been doing this, a strategy for a while. They take a law that's supposed to help marginalized people, and then they flip it and try to say that it's discriminatory toward the oppressor.
Right.
Right? And that's why we need more lawyers working. That's what, also why I have faith in the lawyers. Both sides, this side you got to work, you know. So that's exactly what he's doing. And they did the same thing with the Voting Rights Act. They're doing it with the Civil Rights Act right now in Project 2025. They're doing it with that donations thing where they're saying that that if somebody wants to donate to historically black colleges or organizations that benefit an explicit a group, that is unconstitutional because it's discriminatory against non-people of color. And that's been going on, an argument in Florida, I think. I don't know. It's a whole mess, you know. It's just, that's why the judges, who we vote for judges, is really important, because he just took it to a judge that was going to interpret the law this way.
Yeah, and this might have been an appointed judge. I'm not sure. I know there are so many. You know, we have focused so much on the Supreme Court appointments that happened during the Trump administration, but there were so many lower court appointments that happened too that are going to, like, even more important, honestly, because of stuff like this. Like, they're the ones that are going to make really whack rulings at a lower level so that it does get kicked up all the way to an authoritarian, white supremacist, Christo-nationalist Supreme Court and then goes in their favor.
I just looked up how many judges Trump confirmed, and I thought it was around 300. It's 234.
Yeah.
The total number of Trump Article III judgeship nominees to be confirmed by the United States Senate was 234, including 3 associate judges of the Supreme Court of the United States, 54 judges for the United States Court of Appeals, 174 judges for the United States District Courts, and here we go, 3 judges for the United States Court of International Trade. All right, just so y'all know, he did his work. That's why
they
this
all do,
project.
They all do.
Well, no, but I mean for but, Trump, yeah. But when everybody's here screaming, they're screaming and crying about how if we just vote Kamala in like this and that,
it goes
a lot
it
of
goes
this
away.
Project yeah. 2025
it's already
is
started.
All starting, and it's all being enforced and interpreted into law by these judges.
So I just looked. So this the NLRB case that I'm looking at right now got moved to the Fifth Circuit August 3rd, 2018 from the Texas Tribune. Fifth Circuit the Fifth Circuit Court of Appeals hears cases from Texas, Mississippi, and Louisiana, and as of 2018 already had 5 Trump appointments there. And I'm sure it's more now. That's just the first one that came up, but
yeah.
Oh, yeah, here it is. How the Fifth Circuit, a Vox headline from 2022, how the Fifth Circuit became the Trumpiest court in America. So there it is. And that's the one that's going to take away our rights to unionize. So hey, there
except
it is,
the,
right there.
The Trumpiest, the main one, too.
Yeah.
Wow.
So that's...
that's all right.
Hooray!
That's all right. That's all right. Because, because look, it, all that is intimidation. Okay,
yeah.
That's all that is. They can't take away nothing that we don't let them have. Can I just give it up for the people who were down there in Washington on Wednesday?
Yes.
The ones who literally were like punching cops back. Like this police officer, this lady was just standing in front of him talking. He punched her in the face. You know what I mean? And like these people, they're like twisted one lady up on the ground in a pretzel. She's a lady, a supple skin, just a person. But that's not wearing a whole body armor thing with a helmet and sticks and Batman belts and everything, sprays and whatever y'all got. And they got 3 of them on her on the ground. And, you know, it's just intimidation. He want to fire everybody. They don't need to be working for him anyway.
Right.
Matter of fact, how about that? Go get a different job. Be an entrepreneur.
Get a real job.
Yeah, paint a house. Build something. Work with your hand. Get away from these evil people.
Yeah.
They don't care about you.
Because we said we're going to try to keep it somewhat light. And again, I don't know how light this is, but something that I am finding petty amusement in are the memes that have come out in the last couple days of cops that got caught in the tear gas and they don't know how to get it out of their own eyes. And so there were like, I forget how many, but several police officers had to call ambulances and medic services to help them fix the problem they caused. Which again, that's why I'm like, if you really started thinking about it, it's actually not funny because guess what? We're all still paying for all of that. Yeah, like literally all of that.
And it's just like what we're seeing. I mean, these people who need the ambulances aren't getting one because these cops are out there being cops. Stop doing it. Everybody stop working for this regime. And they're terrible people.
I mean, again, if you are some miraculous anything is somebody law enforcement adjacent listening to this, if they give you a chemical weapon to deploy but don't teach you how to stay safe from it, they don't care about you either. Look at that. You are just as disposable, buddy.
If you work for law enforcement and you have to have a second job and a third job to have your family and your kids and your spouse got to have two jobs just to live regular, they don't care about you.
Yeah, they don't. Again, you are not capital. You will never be capital. Anyway.
But, you know, that's all right because, again, resist. They can't make you do anything that you don't sign up to do.
It's true.
I find the lightness in the things that we didn't hear about, you know, not just things I imagine, but news that didn't make it to the headlines. And it's not a fluffy puppy story saving a baby. It's, you know, Bernie Sanders. Should we set up the clip of Bernie Sanders?
Let's do it.
It ties directly into the labor union discussion. So this is Bernie Sanders on the Senate floor on Tuesday, gearing up for Netanyahu's visit. And this is at the very end of a 22-minute speech.
The International Court of Justice issued a ruling on the Israeli occupation of the West Bank. A panel of 15 accomplished judges from around the world confirmed what most of the world has long known. That occupation is illegal and must end. I know that there are some here in Congress, not many, but some, who have condemned Netanyahu and his extremist government. But condemning Netanyahu is not enough. We cannot condemn a prime minister who the ICC considers to be a war criminal while at the same time continuing to provide his government with tens of billions of dollars in military aid. That is hypocrisy at its worst. Just today, Madam President, I'm happy to say that seven major trade unions here in the United States, including the Association of Flight Attendants, the American Postal Workers Union, the International Union of Painters, the National Education Association, the Service Employees International Union, the United Auto Workers, and the United Electrical Workers, some of the largest unions in America, representing some 6 million workers, sent a letter to President Biden calling on him to immediately halt all military aid to Israel. And they are absolutely right. Netanyahu is a right-wing extremist and a war criminal who has devoted his career to killing the prospects of a two-state solution and lasting peace in the region.
That's Bernie Sanders, Vermont senator, on the Senate floor, as we had expected Netanyahu to get down there to talk to a joint session of Congress on Wednesday.
I know, that was just 2 days ago. That was kind of blowing my mind this morning, like, I feel like you, me, and Diggity hung out and talked about it like a week or more ago. 2 days. 2 days. Not even 2 days. Not even a full 48 hours. Y'all. Whew.
Oh, yeah.
So
that gives me hope because I feel like I know. Okay. All right.
Can I throw the salt?
I know.
So
can I just finish? Yes, let me just say the one thing I'm going to say. Yep. All I'm going to say is I know that Bernie Sanders was silent and supportive for a very long time. I know that words are words. However, I was feeling really sad when I was looking at Netanyahu's speech with y'all, because I felt like everybody who was clapping and doing stuff, I'm like, why is it everybody?
Yeah.
And it turns out that there were a lot of representatives that were not there, and we wanted to know where they were and why they were being silent. And the thing was, is that the cameras just weren't on them, which I want everybody listening right now to soak in. You're getting only part of the information,
yeah.
A very small part of the information. The people who were there clapping, there was a whole lot of folks absent, and those people were giving press conferences. Those people were like Senator Sanders, who were on the floor the day before and the days after. You know, I don't know for sure the days after, but I'm sure.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. That's today. So I hope everybody took the day off. I wish we had a day off. But I need a break.
We need a national timeout.
You know?
To sit in the corner and think about our feelings and actions.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, okay. So, yes, it is good to see anybody speaking out, any demonstrations against the apartheid state of Israel. And things have changed because now there is this, everybody, all the endorsements applied to the Biden candidacy, but Bernie Sanders endorsed Biden 2 weeks ago. So how are you going to say we have to stop this and endorse the president that is signing off on all the aid, the military aid, not the humanitarian aid? And same with, I don't know about all these other unions, but I know for sure the United Auto Workers endorsed Biden. So
I can only use I statements. So for me, there is something happened to me on Wednesday that changed. Something else changed in me. When I saw Netanyahu like being patted down the aisles, like he was literally some sort of WWE protagonist guy. It was the most terrible thing, you know, and the way he stood up there talking like he was running for a position in this country. That was, I mean, I know people have come out and said it right at that, when I was watching it, and I was like, oh my gosh, is he running?
Right.
You know? And so I think it might've horrified, but then he did this before, it was Tuesday. So it's like, you know, I don't know, man.
It's And you know, you and I flip flop on this all the time. And ultimately I do always come back to, any time that anyone wants to wake up and join the right side, we have to let them, because nothing else works. I do just, again, you know.
They should have to wash dishes or something. Like, you have to swab the latrines. The later you wake up, the worse your job.
And, you know, especially all these union folks, like, there are other parties, other candidates that actually are better for workers. So I guess in that way, it's disappointing for me as just a union member of any union to see union leadership buy into a two-party system as well. That's why I'm in the union that I'm in, because it's the only one that claims to be anti-capitalist and not just like better exploitation. It's no exploitation. So,
because that's exactly a theme around unions. Yeah,
it is. It 100% is. And I mean, again, I'm definitely looking at the UAW with a critical lens, with as I do with everything. I think it's important. I mean, I'm still going to call Sean Fain Labor Daddy, and I'm still absolutely standing for what he's doing. I think he's amazing. So as far as a Biden fan goes, he's pretty great. It's still a low bar. And I don't even want to say he's a Biden fan. He just endorsed the Democratic Party, but I still love him.
I don't know. You just said a trigger word.
Sorry.
You said endorsed, and so then I wanted to talk about the elections, but I don't want to change the subject until ready, because it's your show.
It's our show.
We have two shows.
When you're here, it's our show. I have the first hour.
We're just going to do it like that. That's cool for me. Everybody tune in. Are you coming tomorrow on my show?
Most likely, yeah.
Awesome. So my show is tomorrow, 8 to 10, and we'll have some grooves. 8 to 9, and then we'll talk more about some stuff at 9 to 10. Yeah, you said endorsed, and I was just, as I was doing my news scroll this morning, I was looking at Barack and Michelle.
Say she got the big one. She got the big O, baby. Oh. Kamala Harris got the big O stamp of approval this morning. Yeah. That's what it is. And I'm not talking about Oprah. Death. I guess there's actually two. Sorry, it's Obama's, not Oprah's. But I'm sure that Oprah's coming shortly. We'll get both of them.
What I was thinking about can't be said on the radio.
So. I know. Yeah.
I'll just underline it. Okay. Well, yeah. So that happened. And look at this picture of her on the Guardian website. She's like grinning ear to ear with her phone, smiling in it and talking.
Epitome of like girl boss imagery.
I can't with that.
Me neither.
I can't with that part. You know? I can't. And there was so much that I was going to be ready to say about Massage Noir and how I feel on the doubling down of white voices talking about black women. Like, I don't want to hear any more than what was happening before, quite honestly. And I am not for her.
Yeah.
I'm not for any of them, though. And that's the part where it's like, if people could just not just calling for a different Democrat or a different Republican. Yeah. Like, these people are lizards in meat suits who only care about themselves and profits. And so it's really hard for me to look at her face and not like it because, you know, it's just, I'm not used to feeling this visceral, you know, rejection. Except the lady who was working for the United States who kept abstaining or voting no at the UN. I didn't like her either.
No.
You know. But she wasn't smiling as much as Kamala's smiling. And then I saw a thing this morning. They're like, why are people mad at Kamala smiling? And it's like, because it's the Dementors of Doom. You know?
It's
a death-eating grin.
Yeah. Yeah. Yes.
It's my turn.
Yeah. For me, I'm like, it's a cop. Don't. Anyone listening, again, if they have listened to this show for more than 5 minutes, probably knows that for me, that's a no-go. No, thank you. Also, too, it's so you know, the memosphere online where it's like watching the ACAB crew go to supporting Kamala Harris. I have never heard a liberal say ACAB in my life. Mm-hmm. So shut that down. Mm-hmm. The leftists are still saying ACAB and still not voting for cops. So stop it, internet.
Yeah, they, you know, and I will confess to the audience, even though I don't need to, but I'm going to confess it in that bell hooks vulnerability moment of they almost had me, you know, mm-hmm. when we were out there having coffee 3 weeks ago yesterday. And I was like, guys, I'm scared. Like I'm scrolling and I see people talking and then they put it right next to 2025. And I feel like all these, you know, the liberals are like, if you don't want 2025, then you need to vote for Kamala Harris right now. And then it's getting like even more heated. Like there are people who are like, no third party is ever going to save us. Y'all need to get off of it. Mm. Like even, I mean, I'm like, wow, it's getting real ugly now. And when you said to me, you know, because I was like, all right, I'm going to get there. Nobody can see what I'm going to do. I'm going to get in there and I'm going to just vote blue. And I'm like, no, you're not going to do that. And you said, I wasn't going to vote Democrat anyway. This doesn't change anything for me. And that is really admirable to just draw it right out clear. I have principles. I was already going to do what I'm going to do. It doesn't matter what kind of face that people put on it. And I'm like, yeah, I mean, people are acting like you never picked your favorite character in wrestling or on a cartoon or action movie before. That's all this is. It's just a different character playing, you know, the same, like, archetype, you know? Like, oh, I don't like when that actor is president. It's, like, which Doctor Who do you like the most? You know, like...
Right. Or when What's-Her-Face replaced What's-Her-Face on Cheers.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Or Becky.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly. See, yeah.
Oh, my gosh. Don't get me started calling her Becky now.
Although, I will say, the first What's Her Face on Cheers was infinitely better than the second What's Her Face on Cheers.
And then they
Kirstie Alley was the second What's Her Face. Who was first?
No, Kirstie Alley played, she had a whole different character.
But she's the love interest one,
yes,
right?
Yeah,
that's what I mean.
Basic love. Like, so you had Diane.
Right, we love Diane.
Diane. And then Kirstie Alley. What's
her name?
What was her character's name? I don't know. We don't care because she's like a white supremacist drummer too.
Oh, is she? Oh, Kirstie Alley was, yeah.
Yeah.
Not Diane.
No.
Yeah.
Shelley Long?
Yes, that's what I was wanting to say, but
yeah.
It didn't feel right, but I think that is it. Mm. Sorry, there's my Cheers. I love that show.
My mom used to love
it's
it.
It's a good show.
It all the time.
It's a good show.
Well, let's trash talk Kamala some more. Becky.
Always.
because I have on my screen the statement that she made.
Yes, I'd love to talk about
she
this.
She said the next day.
Yeah, let's talk about that.
After BB's feelings.
Which again,
hurt.
Yeah, ties into why I will always say no cops. No cops are your friends. None of them.
No.
Cue the cop statement.
Okay. This is statement from Vice President Kamala Harris for immediate release. July 25th, 2024. I shall read it in its entirety. Don't worry, it's short. Yesterday at Union Station in Washington, D.C., we saw despicable acts by unpatriotic protesters and dangerous hate-fueled rhetoric. I condemn any individuals associating with the brutal terrorist organization Hamas, which has vowed to annihilate the state of Israel and kill Jews. Pro-Hamas graffiti and rhetoric is abhorrent, and we must not tolerate it in our nation. I condemn the burning of the American flag. That flag is a symbol of our highest ideals as a nation and represents the promise of America. It should never be desecrated in that way. I support the right to peacefully protest, but let's be clear. Anti-Semitism, hate, and violence of any kind have no place in our nation.
Wow. All so, right. Again, the violence against property, not against people, because these protesters were attacked by police. Mm-hmm. Pro-Hamas quote-unquote language, you mean free Palestine and from the river to the sea? I would believe those are what they're talking about, which actually, oh my god, there's so much of this that calls back to Netanyahu's speech too, like so directly. It's like, did he write this? Also, real quick before we get off on that tangent, I want to say about the flag burning real quick, mm-hmm. that is according to the Supreme Court for now protected speech. So what is she saying?
Well,
you can't condemn flag burn. Like, it is a federally determined, protected form of speech.
Mm-hmm. It's interesting because did you see any burning flags in any of
your
footage?
I've seen photos of it. Yeah.
I saw someone burning a photo of Netanyahu.
I saw someone burning a puppet of Netanyahu.
Yeah. There's a lot of burning.
There was a lot.
Keeping it lit.
But again, that's not. Again, all this condemning violence, that is not, like, condemning burning effigies but not tear gassing protesters is
the
hypocrisy we should all expect from our government at this point, but still, makes me mad.
Because we have now the new language that is being considered anti-Semitic. So that was a setup for statements like this.
Mm-hmm.
So if
the bills.
Yeah, those bills that we were talking about back in May.
That Diggity's been talking about a lot.
Yep.
Which there was one night they just read the whole list mm-hmm. of bills of that were concerning
hate speech and anti-Semitism.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. So now we're getting these directives from the government that we can't use these certain words. And everybody, again, you know, in the cab radio, just Google it. You'll find the shows where we've talked about this stuff together
For a while.
Free speech. Yeah. And these bills are coming up. So
starting in like November, dude.
Yeah. It's
if you count book club stuff, it's been.
Yeah.
Heck yes.
So it's all ripening. The
Y'all
fruit
are so
is ripening
lucky.
On the tree. Who's lucky?
The listeners.
Why? They didn't have to read?
No. Because we're so smart and so funny.
Yeah, you could be listening to MSNBC right now, getting a total wrong story.
Totally different, incorrect story. So again, so there's a lot for me. But again, I'm feeling like this statement from Vice President / presidential candidate Kamala Harris, that feels so directly informed from Netanyahu's address to Congress the day before. Yeah, they're buddies.
Sorry, I just swiveled my screen around to my next talking point because you were setting it up right
Everyone
there.
Everyone standing next to him looks so uncomfortable, which, I mean, obviously he's like evil, but it's just wild.
Yeah.
All these pictures of any person standing next to Netanyahu, it, like, they look like they have been captured, for what it's worth, in my opinion. Y'all can Google search and see how you feel, but it looks very weird.
Yeah. So if you go to Reuters, you can go over to Reuters and see Netanyahu and Kamala Harris, and the article is from today, the Middle East News. Israeli officials criticize Harris's call for end to Gaza war. And see, this is the other thing, right? It flip-flops. I mean, this is my thing. Okay, wait. Okay, I got one.
Oh, this is going to confuse Americans, me?
No, not yet. Oh, don't let me forget the... Oh, yeah, it's after this. But I was just like... asking hot diggity. I'm like, where are all the chocolates? Like, they threw a shoe at George Bush. When was that? Like, I'm like, why is nobody throwing shoes?
Yeah, we need to throw more shoes.
And I think it should be flip-flops because Everybody is just going back and forth on this whole thing.
I like that. Yes.
And I have a distinct image in my mind because it's, I don't know if anybody remembers the first season, I think. Or a second season of Empire. And the first two seasons, I think, had a really great soundtrack. And there's one song called Drip Drop. And it went viral to be a song called Flip Flop. And so now I feel like it's coming fully back alive with this administration where everybody's stance is. Even, you know, the Israeli officials side. You know, Ben Gvir is still acting a fool on X.
Is that who quit?
I thought he quit, but he's still over here.
But he
talking.
Said he—that's who said he was gonna quit.
Yeah. Why? But there's so many people. Again, flip flops. Yeah. So Netanyahu is supposed to meet Trump today. That's also in this article. He's supposed to meet Trump later on Friday. So here's the deal: is that Kamala started talking about feelings, and she said. That there has been hopeful movement in the talks to secure an agreement on this deal. And as I just told Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, it is time to get this deal done. And then if you scroll all the way down, and I've seen some pull quotes on social media, we cannot allow ourselves to be numb to the suffering, and I will not be silent. Like I've been for 10 months.
Oh, my God.
I added that last part in parentheses.
Okay, yeah, but no, like, one's worried about you being silent.
Like, you've been silent. Yeah. Like, what have you been doing? That's some people's argument on this whole situation. It's like, she's been invisible.
Yeah.
Sort of, but I don't know.
Do you think that's because they knew this was coming?
Who's they?
Elon Musk.
It's a setup.
Elon Musk and his weird amorphous blob and weird little blobules that I assume glob off of him to spurn new workers for him. I'm pretty sure that's how it works. New yes men for him.
I just want to... and that's the other thing for people who don't know who are listening. This is really valid because In the Cab Radio on Instagram has a picture of my very own screenshot of Elon Musk sitting in Mush checking all his money from the upper tier in the Capitol building.
Wasn't he sitting there
behind Netanyahu's wife.
Yep. Yeah, there's a lot there.
And one of the released hostages, I forget the person's name. Was one of three that was...
That Netanyahu somehow got released after her mother was like, my dying wish is to see my daughter. And he like went in and grocery picked somehow.
Yeah. No.
Which three hostages he could get out at that point. It's all very weird.
I think Hot Diggity was saying that it's one of the situations where a whole bunch of people died just to save three folks.
Right. And again, one that he had like talked to her mother like very soon before that. And can I just, something that was so wrong. And again, I said on like all sides and of all sides of politics, I remember actually having a really negative reaction to this type of stuff in like the 2000 mm-hmm. election. This is like one of my early political memories, is like just being really grossed out with how politicians will pick random members of the citizenry to like parade around.
Yes.
As like the face of whatever their cause is. And like, it's just really gross.
That was one of the things that really made it feel like a United States mm-hmm. Political event to me.
Yeah.
Was the way that Netanyahu did that. He had four military service people from the IOF there. Three of them, in my humble, non-professional opinion, but professional in the sense that I've been watching the news and I went over my career. I've been in radio for 30 years and I've been watching this, and these people looked quite traumatized to me. Netanyahu was using words that described the battles that they were in, and he had each of them stand up separately and he told their story. Mm-hmm. And I could watch these men's face, like kind of eye twitch and the eye go off into the distance. One man had lost his whole arm and had a hook.
But he's going back blind to eye. Serve.
He is being sent back.
Yeah.
I don't know what is going to happen to him. And
but again, that weird rhetoric of like, why are we supposed to be happy about that? That's not like.
So here's my thing. Because then the person who was sitting farthest away from those three. So those three people were sitting together. And then separately, Netanyahu announced a person who had been injured. He had a crutch. And they say he did this and he did that. Now, what he did was he raised his fist up. He shook it. He shook the crutch. And I'm like, that man's going to be a general. That man is going to run for office and be elected. That man has already been picked. He knows what to do with this opportunity to be overseas here in America, being called upon to set an example for his country. Mm-hmm. And these are ways that I've been programmed to read it. Just like I was programmed to see the Capitol as being full of people who were our representatives who support this. It's because I don't know what half my representatives look like, quite honestly. Because now I'm going over there. I'm like, there's all of these seas of people. I'm hearing about people being plants. I'm hearing about, you know, them only focusing. And I've shot film. You're only focusing on one group of people. So the whole illusion is there. But the other guys who looked really raggedy, you know, I mean, and I don't mean that as offensive. I mean that as in you've been put through it. Like a toddler dragged you through the dirt. And you, those guys look like, to me, like I wanted to feel sorry for them.
Yeah.
It was like, oh, look what he did trying to save his country. Oh, look what he did trying to save that little girl. Look what, you know, and then he's talking about the children, like you were saying. And so that's
so much baby talk.
That was a lot of what was I had to look at in myself and be like, just like, be careful. You're being made to feel away. It's okay to feel bad for these guys because they looked like they're having a hard time. However, do not let this give any justification to what's going on.
No,
over there.
You can be sympathetic to the individual. Don't be sympathetic to the state.
Exactly. And a lot of people are not prepared. Yeah. It takes a lot of deprogramming, a lot of Clockwork Orange, toothpick on the eyes, like just really clenching the armchair through this. You know, I will not believe that there's only one way.
Yeah.
You know, I won't believe that. So on that note, I just have a quick pull from this article. And so the Reuters article that I was just referring to says both Israel Finance Minister Bezalel Smotrich and National Security Minister Itamar Ben-Gvir, leaders of two hardline religious nationalist parties whose support is vital for Netanyahu's right-wing coalition, condemned Harris's remarks. Madam candidate, there will be no cessation of hostilities, Ben-Gvir wrote on the social media platform X. It looked like a power play to me.
Yeah.
And that's also what looked quite scary on Wednesday. It was like he had He had on two flags, like the flag pin that we normally see our president wearing. And it was touching flag poles with the Israel flag. And they were
touching tips
on his lapel. As he said all the things that, America needed to keep giving them money so that they could protect our interests in the Middle East. And he's saying the quiet part out loud. Yeah. And he was talking after Iran forever.
That Iran is funding all the protests.
Yeah, that what did he call it? What did he call American protesters were idiots or puppets?
So many things.
Puppets for Hamas.
Who is funded by Iran.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was wild. I mean, you know, for what you, if anyone can stomach it, it is maybe worth checking out. I'm sure there's highlight reels out there. You don't have to watch the whole hour. I didn't even watch the whole hour. I mean, I watched half an hour. It was a lot.
How diggity night. It was an entire hour. Oh, girl.
I know.
And you could see the stack of papers. You could see the stack of papers that he had. And we're like, he's going to read that whole thing. You know, and I got to say, it was hard. I don't think I would have done it if they weren't there.
Yeah.
I
watch parties are key these days. It's a lot.
Yeah, if you watch it, get some friends and some snacks but I think it's important. I think if you only watch the first 10 minutes and the last 10 minutes even. And I'm going to have some things up on I think there's just going to be things coming out. I don't know. I can't sleep. Yeah. I don't have any sleep right now, but I have all of this in my phone because I think screenshots, mm-hmm. like what we talk about, mm-hmm. this stuff is going to start
screenshot
going away.
Everything, babies.
It's
and probably download it. We were talking even download it to an external hard drive because
this is history in the making. It's happening right now. Yeah. And then even a week from now, they're going to say it didn't happen. Yeah. Like, that's the thing about it. It's not even going to be 5 years or 10 years. Like, right now, folks are flip-flopping.
Mm-hmm. And one very petty man jellyfish child runs the media. So what do you do? Like,
you want to know some things
what?
That some people did?
What? Are you?
This isn't my gotcha.
Okay.
The Independent reports yesterday, maggots and worms.
Mm-hmm. I did see this.
Released at Benjamin Netanyahu's Washington hotel.
Yeah, I did see this.
Amid Gaza war protests.
Yeah, really quickly, I want to say, so first of all, weaponize insects is a Bob's Burgers thing from a very early season.
Louise!
Where they are camping with the weirdos and they read their survival handbook and weaponize the bees, right?
Oh, that one. No, I was talking about the cat, the B&B one.
Oh, that too.
Yeah.
But then, yes. So actually that's even earlier than the camping one. But you know which one I'm talking about where it's literally in the weird survival handbooks to weaponize insects. I personally have, I'll say this now, the restaurant's not even open anymore, so it doesn't matter. I had a restaurant job that I wasn't happy at. Oh, spoiler. Guess what? No restaurant workers are happy. Let's start there. So be extra nice to them. Except for maybe a couple that are listening, but that's because they own their means of production. We love you.
Hi.
But overall, most service workers are not happy. They're disgruntled. And it was an Indian market weekend in downtown Santa Fe. We were having a grasshopper apocalypse summer. And my boss made me really, really mad. And I had to go plug my parking meter, and I took a to-go cup and filled it with grasshoppers, and I was like, there's gonna be a moment tonight where this is gonna come in handy. And it did. He said, I don't forget what he even said to me, but he said one really rude thing to me, and I just went into the women's bathroom in the main dining room, grasshoppers out, and it caused like enough chaos for a minute to where I was just like, that's right, David, oops, that's right, unnamed restaurant owner. So I'm a huge fan of weaponized insects. I did see that headline. There was another one. They were recruiting, I think, for IOF at some hotel in New York, and a bunch of people did the same thing where they went and put a bunch of crickets in all the bathrooms and everything. And I, you know what? Y'all do that. Do that. That is amazing. For now, corporations still have to adhere to basic health codes. So this is actually a very, I said for now. So this is actually a really good way to go forth, in my opinion.
So Watergate
plague them.
The Watergate Hotel released a statement.
Because he's staying at the Watergate Hotel. We also, I feel like, just let that sink in for a moment.
Oh boy, I can't love make this. It up. I didn't even get to read it because I was doing so many things. I just saw the headline and was like, gotta put that on the list.
Yes.
No one has yet claimed responsibility. Okay, so that's one thing.
It wasn't me. I was here. Very far away.
There is a quote here from an Instagram post that says Palestine protesters manufactured chaos at the Watergate Hotel last night so that Netanyahu, Israeli Mossad agents, and the Secret Service had no peace as they continued to terrorize our people.
Yes.
So there's the Palestinian Youth Movement, a grassroots advocacy group, shared an Instagram video showing the worms and suggested it was done in protest against Israel's ongoing war on Gaza, which killed over 39,000 Palestinians, according to the region's Hamas-run health ministry. The video, which showed insects crawling inside the Watergate Hotel. Yeah, these are words that are chosen by Reuters, by the way.
Okay, yeah, because that number...
It's from The Independent.
There was another study, an independent study done that found that we're probably really in like about 190,000 deaths.
Yeah. They're still sticking to this 39 right. with many but more that's under not, the rubble.
That's,
yeah, it's just the many more.
Right. Well, like over 150,000 more.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. So Watergate Hotel released a statement that says, we are aware of the social media video circulating on multiple platforms involving the Watergate Hotel
still open?
And the unfortunate incident that occurred at the property yesterday. The hotel said, we took the necessary steps to ensure the property has been sanitized and is now operating as normal. We are cooperating fully with the authorities who are handling the situation. So it's clean. You can go back.
I would like to see a list of headlines concerning the Watergate Hotel. Just what have they been up to over time? I mean, I only know two. There's only two I can think of, and they're not great. So what are they up to in their downtime?
Oh, boy. Well, they're still just a super expensive hotel that are catering to politicians mainly. You know, and I'm sorry. If you ever spend any amount of time in D.C., you know that joint got roaches anyway. Water bugs.
Yeah.
Come on. They probably didn't even have to do anything.
It's put a hole in the wall.
These fancy places are never as nice as you expect them to be. That's why they make so much money. It's like, really, this is all I give for like this much money?
4 stars. Yeah.
No.
I have stayed in way nicer 2-star roadside motels than 4-star hotels for sure.
And you know why?
Yeah.
Because poor people take care of their things because they can't afford new
stuff. Well, and most of those, like that, and also that stuff is like family, like it's people that are living on property running the hotel.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
Like not a Hilton or whatever,
mm-hmm.
which we see what they've been doing with their money.
What they've been doing?
Well, she's releasing a new single. Yeah. We will not be playing it on this show. Let me just say right now, we will not be playing Paris Hilton's new single during this 2 hours of radio.
Oh, boy. What else you got?
I guess, on local front.
Yeah.
I don't know if they postponed the vote or if I had the date wrong, but the The bill banning income-based discrimination is this coming Wednesday at City Hall. There, that's why we can't go to karaoke this Wednesday, because we got to go to City Hall.
You always be going to City Hall. It's do we do anything else? Do you do? I can't say we. Do you do anything else?
I've only been like 4 times in the last 2 months. This would be the fourth in the last 2 months. It's not that much. A lot
it's
of people
like
go
half
more.
Your weeks. All right, great. Well, let's take a note of that.
And this for listeners who don't know, that is, again, two city councilors are sponsoring this bill that would, again, ban landlords from income-based discrimination. So not only income levels, but source of income-based discrimination, which is huge. Santa Fe is a big gig worker town. And not everyone has solid year-round income. That doesn't mean they can't afford a place to live. but you've got movie workers in there, caterers, anybody in that type of industry that is seasonal. Your landlord can ask you for however many months of pay stubs, see that it's inconsistent, and decide they don't want to rent to you. Mm-hmm. So this bill would prevent all of that kind of stuff. It's a good bill. I know legal language gets confusing of like a bill banning discriminate, but this is good. You want your city council, well, they're not ours, but those city councilors to vote in favor of this bill. You can call their offices. You can email. If you want to email in comment, it's due by 5 p.m. Tuesday. Oh.
Oh, hey.
What was?
I don't know.
What was that?
I don't know.
I have no idea where that came from, y'all. That was a
bit of interference. That's wild.
That was wild. Do you think it was somebody driving by on like a CB? Weird.
Yeah.
Weird. All right. I don't know. Maybe on that note.
Well, and then here you go. Coyote is dragging his trailer up the road. So I think he was on his radio.
I think he was on the S-curve yelling at people. And we just picked it up on the radio. That was wild.
He's talking to the guy behind him. I'm like, who are you calling?
I know.
It's like, wait a minute now.
That was not. That was weird. Yeah, that was wild.
Well, now we know how to heckle when we get kicked off the radio. We just sit on the S-curves on a couple of CBs. I get trash.
Shh. Don't. No. That didn't work. No, nobody do that.
I got one more thing about local that I want to remind people of. And that's on Monday. The governor's going to have her town hall on public safety. Governor,
she's doing three.
Oh yeah, okay.
So one has happened.
One happened, and that's this one in Las Cruces. And then on Monday, July 29th, 5:30 to 7:30 on the main campus in Albuquerque, the CNM main campus, Smith Brasher Hall, is going to be a public safety town hall, and she's saying that this is all to talk about.
It's a lot of stuff that she had in her State of the State address this year, so. For anyone, again, who's interested, look that up. It's fascinating. Again, this median safety stuff came directly from that State of the State. And also, I think it's worth mentioning she will be July 30th at 5:30 p.m. at the Northern New Mexico Community College, which is in Espanola. So that is also accessible for Santa Fe folks.
Right on.
To get to. I actually love that she's doing that in Espanola.
Yeah.
Like, good. Don't just focus on Santa Fe, Albuquerque, Las Cruces. So...
You know what it smells like to me? Look out for gentrification coming, folks.
Yeah.
Look out. Whoever's in Espanola right now is going to show up to that town hall. Tell the governor who you want off your streets.
Actually, for real, though, that's not a bad... Maybe we should go to that one.
I mean, I'd be interested to see the demographic.
Me too.
You know, and stuff like
maybe
this.
Maybe we should go to that one.
If she's not historically doing stuff in places like that, why now? Because
especially with this safety stuff. Safe for who?
Exactly. Safe for who? Because these are the laws that are being passed are like you can't stand in the median and vandal. So it obviously isn't for people who.
Right.
And, you know, we know what some of the situation is like over there in Espanola. So, I mean, and since there's no more affordable places to live on this side.
Right.
You know, I can only imagine that they're going to start. Their gentrification programs over there. That's just my little
crystal ball. I've catered some really awful home parties in that area of people that have not lived there for a very long time.
And so they're starting to talk to the governor.
Mm-hmm.
So just look for things like this, folks. Just call subtleties. That's all.
I was happy about it for five seconds.
I know, but I don't want to see my feelings.
It's a yes and, right?
Yes. Yes. Show up.
Yeah.
Meet your neighbors.
Yes. So, anyway, all right.
Size out your barbecue pits.
Thanks for listening, y'all. Now would be a good time to unionize your workplace before they make that unconstitutional. So do it now. Do it now, y'all.
That's not, they're not going to make it unconstitutional.
They're just going to make it a lot harder. That's what I'm saying. Do it now.
And when it gets hard, you keep doing it.
Keep doing it. Yes.
Wake up when you can.
But do it now.
And tune in tomorrow.
Do it now.
At 8.
If you need a union rep, you know where to find me, at least from 10 to 12 on Fridays.
And 8 to 10.
On most Saturday mornings.
Yes. She'll tell you again tomorrow at 9. Okay. In the cab radio.
Google Dream it. Queen.
Yeah.
Little Queen Trash Mouth. Out. We out.
Bye.
Bye. Bye.